Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is obviously a topic that gets you all a bit fired up about the AFL. Kath, you were saying there about getting players to come out. I agree it is very odd that we don't have any players that come out before or since.
I should clarify, I'm not talking about players that are currently playing, and it's, you know, there's a window of opportunity in the career from 18 to 35, and I understand why they shouldn't come out, or they don't feel comfortable about, probably not shouldn't come out, don't feel comfortable about coming out. I understand that argument, but I'm just saying, surely there is a retired player in this league, out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of guys that have played AFL football, that is willing to say, hey, I'm gonna put more attention. I'm gonna help put more attention to this issue. I'll be your face. I'll be your spokesperson. I just think.
Well, you know, if I can, I do know of a couple who would fit the bill, and a couple of them who have actually come very close to doing that. But they are concerned about the impact on their continued earning ability and then in their current lives, because it still depends on their status as an AFL footballer.
Well, I think that's another rainbow report, isn't it? That's a whole other discussion, isn't it?
In particular, I'm thinking of one case in particular, they're frightened that they won't be allowed to work with children anymore.
Well, you know, isn't that a sad indictment of the time?
I think that's a false fear myself, but it just goes to show how sort of fearful the atmosphere is for, you know, gay footballers. Women in sport don't seem to have nearly so much of a problem in coming out.
I also doubt you'd find the national netball team on tour taking photos of their private bits also. Somehow women in sport tend to behave with a little bit more dignity. Another generalisation.
I really didn't need to know that Nick Riewoldt was totally manscaped. And I think it looks absolutely awful, just for the record, Nick. Grow it back, for Christ's sake. Now, we've been talking today about change and new things and old things. Idaho is a new sort of festival, I suppose. Not exactly a festival, commemoration that we're doing. And we're doing it in new ways by partnering with straight organisations. Philanthropic organisations, gay and straight, are finding new ways of doing things as well. And so they should. We want to know that when we make a donation or leave a bequest, that it will do some good besides keeping the CEO and his staff comfortable, for example. And this is always a big bone of contention. This has been tackled head-on by a new gay and lesbian philanthropic organisation called the Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia. And joining us on the line now, we have a director and a long-time Joy person too, Carol Wilkinson. Hello, Carol.
G'day, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well, and nice to hear your voice on Joy again.
Thank you very much.
Now, GALFA, Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia, what is it?
Okay. GALFA is a charitable foundation, and I guess one of the things that I would like to say about GALFA is that it is a purely philanthropic organisation. We have very low overheads, apart from the usual things like legal fees and, you know, audit fees and a post office box. We are not spending money on anything else. We're not sort of...
So you don't have a paid staff?
No.
You don't have an office?
No.
It's you're doing it all... basically, you're doing it all online, aren't you?
Much of it is done online. Much of it, yes. What we're doing also is that we're not running events or spending money on ourselves in any other ways. We are... hopefully a very reliable organisation for people to use to give money so that can be used specifically to do good in the GLBTIQ community.
So you're a sort of a conduit in that sense.
Yeah, as a philanthropic organisation should be. That is what we're doing. We're raising funds, We're distributing funds. It's Australia-wide. We have directors in three states at the moment, and we are hopefully going to have directors in other states as well. And the main purpose is that funds that we raise or that we get will be donated to various organisations within the GLBTIQ community that are doing good work.
Now, you've been around for a few years. You were set up with a bequest from, I think, Bruce McNichol, wasn't it?
Well, we were set up as a... It was actually not a bequest from Bruce McNichol. Bruce, unfortunately, my understanding is that there is some money in his will that will go to Galfa, but it is actually in trust at this stage, so we have not actually received any.
Okay. But it was his kind of notion that fired this up.
He was what we would term as the founder. It was his idea in the first place, yes.
Right. So you're open to collecting money via bequests. You're open to collecting money via donations.
Yep.
Now, you've been going for how many years now? Two or three years?
It is a few years now. We only launched 2009, but there was a bit of setting up to do prior to that, a lot of the legal stuff, information about tax deductibility, all that sort of thing had to be sorted out before we could really do anything.
Yeah, and you've now made your first grant.
We have, yes, and very, very pleased to do so as well. And that grant has been given to the PFLAG. Our first donation, $10,000.
That's Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, for anyone who's been living under a rock for the last 10 years.
Sorry, yes. we just all talk in acronyms, don't we?
We do.
Sorry about that, yes. PFLAG, which is a very worthwhile organisation, and this is going to be used to help to set up 10 PFLAG groups nationwide. And look, we were very pleased to sort of have PFLAG as our first recipient because, A, we believe that they do such good work. We get very good feedback. I think you'd agree, Doug, that everyone seems to be very happy with and get good feedback from PFLAG work.
Carol, it's Kath Popey. Can I just ask a question? If you are planning on making a donation, do you have any say as to where your funds would be directed?
Not if you want to get tax deductibility.
Okay. So do you have a... Okay.
Because the law prohibits people from getting a tax deductible, making a tax deductible donation and then saying exactly what you want done with it. However, we do have two different funds. One is tax deductible, the other is not. And if you want to make a donation and say, look, I'd prefer over, a period of time for this money to be spent in a particular way, you can do that, but you can't get the tax deductibility.
Right. And do you guys have
That's the law. That's not our ruling. It doesn't matter which philanthropic organisation you were donating to. If that was the case, you would not have that choice.
Do you have a board of management to have areas that your money is kind of directed to, like aged care or youth or regional?
We did always have sort of some priorities, and certainly the health and well-being sort of issue was very much at the top of that sort of priority list. But I'm glad you asked this because we are actually we're partway through a survey at the moment where we've actually been asking people to give us some ideas of what they believe should be priorities for funding. And so far we've had 115 people that have completed the survey, and there seems to be a clear preference for nationally relevant projects. And the top priorities that are coming out are young same-sex attracted and, of course, the older GLBTIQ community and transgender people.
Yeah, we had a message in from Tess earlier on in the course of the program saying, why don't people campaign for sex change surgery to be Medicare funded?
Mm-hmm.
This is an issue that's becoming more and more pressing, I think, as more and more transgender people I think feel more able to come out as transgender. Their issues are coming more to the fore, so I'm not surprised that that's an issue that you've been contacted about. How do people, first of all, vote in this survey? Where is that to be found?
Okay, so, if you go online to GALFA, G-A-L-F-A, galfa.org.au, and you can link into the survey via the webpage.
Yes, and also you can also make a donation via the webpage.
You can, yeah, and it's a secure website via our community.com. So, but you can just click on the make a donation section of our webpage, and you'll find that you can do that. But we certainly would appreciate people. We want help considering our funding priorities. We do feel that this is something that it shouldn't just be six of us sitting in a, you know, a little room somewhere debating this. We want to get feedback from the people who are potential donors and potential recipients.
Well, that's great, Carol. And I would encourage everyone who's listening, go along to galfa.org.au, fill out the questionnaire, and take a look at who those six people are, because I think you'll find that they're all, like Carol herself, very well-respected members of our community, and we very much appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Doug. I think I'd have to say that we are probably a small C conservative sort of group, where we're not the sort of group of people that do things without due consideration and good thought put into it.
Well, if we're handing over our money to you, that's exactly what we want to happen, isn't it?
I hope so, yes.
All right. Carol, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you. That was Carol Wilkinson there from the Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia. And like everything else, there's a link through to that website on the program blog page, rainbowreporter.com. Jamie, you look quite pleased to hear about this. You're going to dedicate a proportion of the Blow Waves profits to that when you make any?
Thank you for the when we make any. That's very lovely of you.
When you have your first big hit.
Indeed.
Louise.
Yeah, well,
this is, again, is, you know, new style, isn't it?
Oh, well, I think people have needed money to stand up for gay rights throughout the history of our movement. But I think it's always fraught when it comes to money, and it kind of can tend to expose some of the, I guess, rifts within the gay community about
as we have seen recently. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. What should our resources, limited as they are, be being put towards? So I think it can be another arena for those sorts of debates and discussions. But I agree with the sentiment that putting it towards, you know, campaigning is essential, like campaigning for more rights with, you know, Medicare and access to sex reassignment surgery, that I would be more in favour of the money going towards a campaign to force the government to make that free and accessible, rather than the money being put towards paying for people to have those, you know, procedures done, which is obviously two different things you can do with the money. But I think it's important that we use it to say, well, people should be treated equally, people should have equal access to all the medical technology available, rather than just trying to mitigate, you know, the worst, you know, people suffering the worst because of the homophobic nature of the society we live under. And I imagine, you know, those sorts of issues can come up again and again when it comes to how do we use our money.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time. And with you lot in here, we could have gone on for another hour easily, I think. But thank you for very much for joining me today, Kath Pope.
Thank you, Doug.
And as a listener has just messaged in, nice to hear you on the air again.
To
Jamie from the Blow Waves and to Louise from Equal Love. My thanks. Also to Rob Mitchell from the Idaho Campaign, Carol Wilkinson from GALFA, and Brad Argent from ancestry.com.au.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.